Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. It looks a little bit different in here today. I've been doing some filming in the office. So just over here, I won't show you because it's a bit of a mess right now. We've got all the lights, we've got all the staging. It's looking pretty exciting in the office. So everything is different behind me and I'm quite enjoying it. I'm quite enjoying the switch around. It's nice to have a shake up, isn't it, of your working environment. So if you're watching this on LinkedIn or Instagram or on YouTube, let me know if you like the backdrop and I might just keep the office like this. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, then go check it out on YouTube and let me know what you think. But I have given in and have finally put the heating on. So I've got a big heater, big radiator just here. I've given in. I've put the heating on. I've got my Herdy mug. It is freezing. It's tipping it down. It's miserable. I got soaked on the school run today. I think autumn has finally arrived. So it's definitely time to get cozy and just take things a little bit slower and look forward to hibernation. I love autumn. I really, really do love autumn. Okay, so if you're watching me live, as always, please say hello in the comments. And if you are catching up a little bit later, then please say hello with hashtag replay. And let me know what you're drinking. I have got a lovely old mug of coffee here. So today we are talking about overwhelm and frustration. And I'm going to be teaching you a coaching model that's going to help you. It's an oldie but goodie. It's one that I haven't taught for ages, actually. But in last week's conversation, I taught a coaching model and it went down really, really well. So I thought, yeah, let's do it again. Let's teach another coaching model that is going to help. And in the notes for this conversation, I have put a download for your template. But if you don't want to download it, if you can't get hold of it, don't worry. All you need is pen and paper. So if you need to go and get that, here's your invitation. Go and grab yourself a pen and paper. And this has been inspired by one of the biggest problems that women come to me with is overwhelm. It is that feeling of overwhelm. And I think that female entrepreneurs, female founders, female business owners, and female leaders as well, they still feel this a massive, massive pressure to be superwoman, to be absolute superwoman, you know, to hold all the things, to juggle all the balls, to make sure that no balls are dropped, and to prove, God knows to who, but to prove that they can have it all, that they can hold it all, that they can do it all, that kids, family are not going to suffer because they have had the audacity to run a business. And the truth is that most of the time, they absolutely smash it. Women are amazing. They're brave, they're talented, they're vulnerable, they're just brilliant at what they do, and they're absolutely amazing. And they can be superwoman a lot of the time. But just sometimes, this can tip into overwhelm, into a to-do list that is all important. You know, you look down that to-do list and you think, where on earth do I prioritize? This is all important. This is all urgent. Where on earth do I even start with it? And sometimes that can tip into the final straw, right? The final straw that breaks the camel's back. And House of Cards comes tipping down and you just think, oh my gosh, what is the point? I cannot do all this. I can't hold this all. I can't do all the things. And it's debilitating, right? Because you just do not know where to start. And you just feel like giving up, like you failed and you just feel like giving up. And it can also result in procrastination, in just being unable to get started. I'm sure you've had those days where you just look at everything that you've got to do. And you feel so small and so incapable of doing it. And so you spend the time just doom scrolling on your phone or tidying the kitchen drawer. Or this was certainly true when I was doing my GCSEs many, many, many moons ago. Color categorizing your notes and revision timetable rather than actually cracking on and doing the revision itself. Give me a thumbs up if you remember that one. And then wasting time on low value tasks because you just feel so unequal to the task of getting stuck in. You just cannot make yourself get started with the thing. So in today's conversation, I am going to teach you how to take back control. Control of your thoughts, control of your day, control of your plan and your destiny. And then also how to let go of the stuff that is filling up your head and disturbing your peace. So you stop wasting your time, talents, and energy on stuff that you don't need to be doing right now. I am going to be giving you space to breathe and take a pause and just refocus. So this is your invitation to grab a coffee, to grab pen and paper, and take just 5 minutes, will only be 5 minutes, to take back control and refocus. I promise you, you are going to feel better. My name is Claire Ackers. I am an authenticity coach. This is a made-up job title, but what it means is I help women stand in their power and their authority and achieve authentic self-mastery so they can grow aligned and impactful businesses. Okay, so this model, here's one I prepared earlier. Apologies if you're listening to this on the podcast, but it's going to look like this. This is an oldie but goodie model. I use absolutely loads with my clients. And I know you may have done this one before because it is quite a famous one. But the great thing about this exercise, and it's called the Circle of Control exercise, is that it works differently every single time you do it and is applicable every time you do it because your circumstances and your challenges change. And the action plan that you come up with as a result of this conversation is going to be helpful for where you are right now. And the main benefits of this exercise are feeling in control, as I mentioned, and being able to take positive action, which is something we could all do with at the moment, right? It's also amazing for reducing stress and anxiety, and is an absolute staple in building resilience. So it pretty much ticks all the boxes for some of the top qualities that you need to have if you are going to be running a business. And before we get going, I should mention that I have taken this exercise by Stephen Covey. I'm not claiming to have invented it. However, it's freely available as a download if you want to grab it. And I have adapted it for the challenges that my clients face, who are predominantly female entrepreneurs, in running and scaling a business and being that superwoman. Okay, let's go. So as I mentioned, there is a template available to download in the notes for this conversation, wherever you are accessing this conversation. But if you haven't got that, just grab a piece of paper and draw the biggest circle that you can find. So like this, you've got three rings. In the middle, you are going to write control. In the center, you're going to write control. In the middle ring, so ring number two, you are going to write influence. And then the outer ring is out of control. Okay, so first step is we want to brain dump everything that is on your mind at the moment. everything that's taking up space in your mind, we're going to write that on a piece of paper. So I like to use coloured pens for this or post-its. You know, you can get those mini post-its. They're really, really good for this type of exercise. For example, you might write down political unrest, terrorism, scary things that are happening in the world at the moment, troubling things that are just affecting your peace of mind, and you're worried about the state of the world, basically. You might write down the economy, recession, news, daily bulletins, everything that's going on in the news cycle, your marriage or your relationship, worry or overwhelm, your to-do list, everything that's on there, exercise and fitness, trying to fit that in or lack thereof, working from home, return to the office, how to negotiate the perfect blend for your family. Your family's health. You know, we're seeing the rise of coronavirus seems to be making a resurgence. That might be troubling you at the moment. The future, holidays. We've got half term coming up again already. No idea how. Your health, your kids' health, friends, family, making time to see them, whether you're being a good daughter, whether you're being a good friend, whether you forgot so-and-so's birthday, admin. I don't know about you, but there seems to be so much more school admin this year. It is bonkers. So much stuff to do. I just think I've got to the end of the to-do list and more letters, more requests come back through. Harvest Festival was the one that I dropped the ball on this morning. Your performance at work, whether you are hitting your targets, whether you are making the money that you set out to. We're halfway through October. Are you where you thought you'd be as we draw into the final quarter of 2023? Clients, your relationship with clients, whether they're paying you on time, whether they're getting the value that you wanted them to have from working with you. Bills, how are you going to pay all the bills? Did you forget to pay the bills? Pension, wills, all that kind of stuff. Something you overheard. Did you overhear some gossip or somebody saying something about you that's pinging around in your brain and taking up space? Whether to go for the opportunity or whether to play it safe. Is there something like that that's living rent-free in your head at the moment? What's for tea? Are you feeding your family adequately? Pelvic floor exercises. Are you looking after that? Whether to go to yoga or not, all these things. You know, we've gone from the macro right down to the micro, but all these things take up space in our heads and disturb our peace of mind and can tip us into overwhelm, right? There is a lot there. I am talking anything. If it is taking up space in your head, I want you to write it down. Okay, quick sip of coffee. Next step is to decide where each of those items belongs on the model. So we're going to take each one in turn and decide, is it within your control? Is it within your sphere of influence? Or is it out of your control? So one, two, three, take each item in turn and put it on the model. So this is perhaps a little bit easier if you use post-its, but if not, use your colours, just rewrite them on the model where each one belongs. You might want to pause this while you do that because I appreciate it could take a bit of time, but for interest and speed, I'm going to continue. And this, once you've done that piece, is where it starts to get really, really interesting, because the aim is to move things either into the outer circle, so out of your control, or into the center within your control. For example, I have news in my out of control circle. I can't do anything about what's happening out in the wider world. However, I can control a very little part of it. So I could get involved. I could get involved in lobbying groups, for example. I can control how, when, and where I consume my news so it is not overwhelming me. I can control the quality of the news that I receive. which channels I listen to and what I choose to set boundaries around. I can control and limit my social media consumption. This is a huge one. This can have a huge effect on our mental health. I can defriend or block people or take a break from people who are sharing controversial views which are upsetting me. I can seek out positive news stories. I can look for the helpers. There are always helpers in all these situations. And I can curate my tribe, the friends and family that I surround myself with people who share my values and my belief system. Hopefully that makes sense. So let's take the example of clients next. So I have put clients in influence, in my circle of influence, because I can take steps to influence what happens with my clients to some extent, but I cannot control what they choose to do themselves. There are many, many things that my clients can do that are absolutely nothing to do with me. So again, I'm going to break it down. It's not that simple. I can't put clients into a nice simple ring. So I am going to keep how I choose to interact with them. That stays an influence. And then in out of my control, I'm going to break it down to what they choose to do. I can't choose what they're going to do. So that is out of my control. But then within control, so in the centerpiece, I'm going to identify that how I show up with my clients, what I choose to communicate with my clients, the choices I make, the thoughts that I choose to have, they are totally within my control. Hopefully you are getting the hang of this by now and you're starting to work through some examples. And again, you might need to pause this and come back to it. Okay, last example, and this is the most important. So on my list, I had worry and overwhelm as one of the things that's taking up headspace for me. Now, I am going to choose to rename this one mindset, and this is really, really important. This is where the resilience part comes in. Strong statement time. You can 100% control your mindset. Let me repeat that. You can 100% control your mindset, your thoughts, your worries, your reaction to outside stimulus, wherever and however it comes. It is within your control. You choose your thoughts, your reactions, your actions, and it's that that determines your character and your reality and ultimately your results. And as business owners, as leaders, it is up to us to stand guard at the doors of our mind, as Tony Robbins puts it. So what are we going to do with all this knowledge? Well, when we've gone through the model, we are left with some things that are out of our control. And we can't do anything about them because literally they're out of our control. So the invitation is to stop worrying about them. There is nothing you can do. So stop worrying about it, put a boundary around it, decide that you're not going to think about it anymore. I don't know if that's helpful to you, but for me, that gives me a kind of peace. I can't do anything about it, so I'm going to choose not to worry about it anymore. And then the middle ring, influence. Influence the stuff you can. And be really clear on the stuff that you can't influence and move it outside to the out of control ring. And let it go. And then control the inner ring. It's in the inner ring for a reason, because this is where we should be spending our time. This is where we can have impact. This is where we can influence things. This is where we can just be where we should be spending our time, talents, and energy, basically. This is where the magic happens. You are not going to achieve your dreams by staying small. In this control circle, this is where you can make a difference. This is where you can help people. This is where you can grow your business and show your quality. So what I would like you to do is to identify and write down, and this is your homework, this is for you to take away and do, three things that are you're going to accept that are out of your control and therefore are going to let go of. Drop the rope. You're no longer going to worry about these things. And then I want you to write down three things that you can now influence and what your part in influencing them might be. And then finally, write down three things that are within your control and what you are going to do to take action on them and focus on them. Hopefully that all makes sense. And don't forget to download your template so you can put this next to your computer, put it next to your bed, put it somewhere where you are going to remind yourself. And if you go off on a tangent, if you start worrying, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you can see that you have got a plan to take charge of this stuff and stop the overwhelm. So I just want to pause for a second and make an invitation. If what you are craving above all else is time and space to breathe, and hopefully today's little coaching session has given you a snapshot, a small peer into what it feels like just to take 5 minutes for yourself. In a few weeks' time, I am going to be running the Rewilding, which is a retreat for women who yearn to reconnect with who they are, who yearn to take that time and space just for themselves and reconnect with who they are through nature and just want to be the next version of themselves. It is the best thing I've ever created. I cannot wait to run this retreat. I've got an incredible group of women coming with me, and I have space for a couple more. So if you would like to come, drop me a message and we can have a little chat about whether it is a good fit for you. That is the Rewilding. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.